Welcome to Kaput Radio. I'm Martin, reporting from Nimbin's Fermentation Festival, a strong representation of Asian and European traditions of fermented foods could be seen and tasted. This is the real multicultural MasterChef show for the 21st century. I invite you to stroll with me and my sampled voices from this event. Apologies for the bad sound quality. It was so cramped and noisy on the place.
I think it's interesting the number of people that have turned out for fermentation.
That's a good thing, yeah.
It is a very good thing, yes.
But what is it? Do you have any ideas where it comes from, culturally, in our heritage?
I'd imagine it comes from nearly every culture. Yeah. It's probably where the word culture comes from. Who knows? Yeah. Yeah.
You see, I've been in India. The Hindus, they classify foods into three categories, and anything fermented is dead food for them, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I wonder what the value is of it, you know. We know from a European background, if you take some grapes and ferment them, you get wine or vinegar in the worst case.
Yes. I think every culture has fermentation.
Yeah.
I don't think there's one that doesn't. Yeah. Yeah.
But there, it's only done really because they have no way of growing anything in winter.
Yeah.
So it's more like a storage idea.
Yes,
know.
Yep.
Yeah. What's the best thing happened to you today?
I think just meeting all lots of nice people. Yeah. All new faces too, it's really good.
Yeah. Good, all right. Thank you.
Listen up, y'all. Fermentation is it. We rap about a process that's crazy legit. Fermentation definition. Fermentation the creation. It is the preservation of plasma glucose concentration, lactate accumulation. It's regeneration. It makes the bread rise. The sugar is catalyzed. It will rise before your eyes. So delicious. Rise, so delicious. It makes the bread rise, so delicious. The sugar is catalyzed, so delicious.
I wonder where fermentation in Asia, what it means to people, where it comes from. You got any ideas?
Where it comes from? I don't know. Maybe natural things happening.
Yeah.
Then just surprisingly fermented. And it's yummy and good for body. I think that way is start. But I'm Japanese, and in Japan it's really big. Fermentation is really big. We eat miso.
Yeah.
And we eat soy sauce. Yeah. We eat natto. We eat pickle. All fermenting. We eat every day.
Is fermenting concentrating something?
Yeah,
it do?
Yeah, concentrate. Yeah.
I see. So I was wondering, and I come from Germany, and in Germany they, and in other northern European countries, they only do it to have something to store over winter. That's the main reason.
Okay,
you know? Otherwise, they prefer it not fermented, to eat it not fermented. You know?
Really?
As long as they can grow it, they prefer that.
Ah, that's right. But yeah, Japanese, one reason also, Japan is also cold place, so keep longer is also one of the main purpose. But good for you, you know. Miso, we eat miso soup every morning.
Mm.
Mm. And soy sauce, everything put in soy sauce. So, and pickle. We pickle is maybe 30 minutes pickle to how long? 10 years or 20 years pickle.
Right.
So...
So it's also storing food for times when you don't grow it, when you can't grow it.
Mm.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your contribution.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day. What's the best thing happening today for you?
Best things? Many beautiful people in Bruno Market. Yeah.
Thank you. You are listening to Miso Soup. Yes. What a guy gotta do to get him some miso soup. Dress up like a samurai, jumping in my ninja suit. Let me love you long time, love you like a ninja do. You looking like a man. Filipino, Roman nation, Chinese, Japanese, Japanese.
have nice. I'm from Japan and I'm now serving some miso soup and introducing Japanese culture. Miso and koji.
Yeah, not just there's a lot of preservation done with fermenting, is it?
Yeah.
Is it because you can't grow food in the winter? Is this the reason or?
I'm not sure. It's more like you just use it like one of the seasonings. So it's like an essential seasoning that we've created.
For taste.
Yeah, for taste. Like it's just like you have salt and pepper all the time, or some spices. Yeah. So it's like that. Like it just have the essential Japanese household, spice. Let's say.
I noticed in places with warmer climate, they don't actually do any fermentation except for alcohol.
Well, maybe it gets too hot, and then you can't really
it
ferment.
Work, yeah,
it needs like in the boss heat as well as the coolness. I think. Yeah, that's probably why. Yeah, because. The cow to go wild when it's
right,
too hot.
I see. Yeah, I think.
Well,
that's intriguing feature.
Yeah.
Last question.
Yes.
What's the best thing happening to you today?
The people liking my miso soup, which is really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Why you up in the store? What you looking for? Cheese? I'm cheddar. I'm much better than the rest of these.
Don't speak too fast. You need to get a load of this. I'm Swiss.
All right, white boy. They get the gist.
Got my holes in my body. Then my boy 50 Cent. Curdled on the street, Geneva represent.
Well, Vinny and Louie, forget about the other cheeses. We're so hardcore, you got the greatest to eat us.
You also chumps are weak. If you ask me, I can bring you to your knees with my pungency.
I'm not weak, I'm strong. I'll add flavor to your salad all night long.
We know you want to put us in your mouth. And you, don't you, we know you do.
I'm stuck in my ways. I'm stuck in your teeth and on your breath for days.
Well,
you just said you're...
We're defining
making cheese as the fermented food.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Can you elaborate a bit on?
It's alive. There's native bacteria in it because we only use raw milk cheese.
Oh, yeah.
So we add... culture starter to it as well, and those bacteria, as they change the flavor, so you wouldn't have the same kind of cheese there is cheese that's not fermented, like ricotta, which is just curdled, and you notice the taste difference is big. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's also the background sounds like it's a way of storing and concentrating.
It's a way of preserving, absolutely.
And concentrating some nutrients.
Concentrating, in the case of cheese, of course, the big concentration is taking the liquids out.
Yeah.
So you get the firmer thing.
The fat and the protein.
Absolutely. Yeah. For us, it's the way to go because we don't have so much fridge space. We couldn't store all the milk to sell on the market.
Yeah.
We make cheese. And it preserves better. It changes the... It definitely changes the way of digestion. If you would drink a liter of milk, you have more belly problems than if you eat the same amount's worth of cheese.
Yeah.
So it is a way of concentrating.
I see your point,
And
it's not typically Australian, though.
We use Greek. This is Greek recipe, of course, feta.
Right.
For our yogurt, we might use also Greek yogurt culture.
Is this from cow milk or
This is all goat's milk.
Ah, goat's milk.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But for the fermentation process, that doesn't matter. Just with the yogurt that we make, it stays more liquid.
Yeah, okay.
And with the yogurt, definitely is a big difference in digestion compared to milk, straight milk.
They said all the local produce seems to find ways into this process. It's not much imported here.
That's what it's all about, and that's what... fermentation is all about too, I think, because it's about preserving what you've got. If you've got too much milk,
You make cheese so you can preserve it if you got too much. Cabbage, you make sauerkraut.
So, yeah.
But I'm from the Netherlands myself, so sauerkraut is one of the...
Yeah.
Sauerkraut and cheese is one of the big ferment...
I'm from northern country, Germany.
Yeah.
And I learned they do it because of storing in the winter. You know?
Absolutely.
They can't grow anything fresh.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Mm. What's your best... What was the best thing for you today happening?
Oh, well, today I haven't been manning the store alone, so I haven't been able to watch at all. But the miso soup from my neighbor across here is very good.
Okay, I'll take that recommendation.
Thank
you.
Absolutely, try some if you haven't.
Thank you for the community.
I like pickles.
I like pickles.
Pickles are so green.
Pickles are so green.
Pickles are so yummy.
Pickles are so yummy.
Pickles grow on trees.
Pickles grow on trees. They grow on trees?
Yeah?
Pickles don't grow on trees.
They don't?
No.
Oh, okay, let's start again. I like pickles.
I like pickles.
Pickles are so green.
Pickles are so green.
Pickles are so yummy.
Pickles are so yummy.
They grow in the sea.
They grow in the sea. In the sea?
Yeah, the sea.
The ocean, the big blue sea.
Right, the big blue sea.
No, pickles don't come from the ocean or grow on trees.
Okay, let's start again. I like pickles.
I like pickles.
And their yummy taste.
And their yummy taste.
I know where they come from.
I know where they come from.
They come from outer space.
They come from outer space. Are you from outer space?
No.
Pickles don't fall from the sky.
Okay.
You know what the other word for pickle is?
What is it?
Cucumber. Pickles are cucumbers.
They're cucumbers? Oh. Let's play another song. How about we sing about carrots?
Oh, boy.
I like carrots. You like carrots?
It's what?
It's all going rotten and fermenty.
You like
and
rotten
festy.
Stuff?
I love it.
I know.
Go bacteria.
Notice that, it comes mostly from cold climate countries. The culture of fermentation. You know?
It's interesting
not practiced
that.
In hot countries.
Although right now on the stage we do have Peter Hardwick speaking about how Indigenous Australians had a strong fermenting culture.
Oh yeah.
And he's been fermenting and preserving many different types of bush foods in very interesting ways.
Is it just accumulating foods to store, or what is the
reason?
He
seems to be making sauces and different
taste.
Types of pickle type things with it and flavours. Yeah.
Flavours and tastes.
So using brine and using kombucha varieties that he captures wild and fermenting them with bunya nut and native fruits, Davidson plum. Palm hearts, the hearts of palm trees. It's all very intriguing. I'm so interested in things going rotten.
What is the best thing to you happening today?
Well, I did bring my sourdough culture, Horace the Rye. He's a rye-based sourdough culture. And I brought him out today to meet some of the other culture that's floating around in the air. So I find that really exciting, having Horace out for the day.
All right. It won't be heard on MFM, but it will be heard worldwide.
Excellent.
Thank you.
It makes the bread rise. The sugar is catalyzed. It will rise before your eyes. So delicious. Rise, so delicious. It makes the bread rise. So delicious. The sugar is catalyzed. So delicious.
We're here on the festival, and I'm standing here at another stall Could you tell me a little bit about your thoughts about fermentation, as this is the Festival of Fermentation called?
Well, I'm not the fermenter. My husband's a fermenter, Tom. He has celestial roots, and he's pretty much into fermenting everything. So yeah. He does fermented beers, fermented tonics. I was just talking about the Rejuvelac, the lemon barley water. Today we have some Japanese radish with ginger. And it's great to see the raising awareness and everyone getting involved in health. Mm. And yeah.
What do you think is the reason people or cultures, as a heritage, as a culture over a long time, made people ferment foods?
Well, I think the gut is such a crucial part of our health, as
you
they
think?
Say, the root of the health.
You think
yeah,
so?
I think
well,
so.
Some cultures just deny that.
And most cultures have some history of fermenting.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy to speak to would be that guy there.
All right, let's do it.
Because I've written a book not on fermenting, but he is writing a book on fermenting.
Nevertheless, what's the best thing happened to you today?
The best thing that happened to me today? I've got my book that I just called Jump in the Blue that I just got this week, and this is the first time I'm putting it on offer at this festival.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, it's exciting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi. You are an expert, I was told. Can you put our listeners a little bit onto the spot, what it is about, the fermentation process and where it comes from and so forth?
Certainly. All cultures ferment. The thing is, we co-evolved with the probiotic bacteria within us. So we're not a complete organism unless we're completely balanced inside. So all of our physiological processes are dependent on having a good balance of probiotic bacteria. And cultures have used these processes over the years. We've gotten out of that, and now we're just getting back into it.
So the Western culture particularly has lost the skills and the art about it, or the awareness?
Certainly. The older generations in Europe and some of their descendants across the globe have carried it on, but they ran an interesting study in the States. They're asking, why do Polish women in Poland get way less breast cancer than Polish women in the United States? And they discovered that the women who were getting high incidences of breast cancer had stopped eating sauerkraut, whereas the women in Poland had continued.
Right.
And they've since discovered that there are compounds in the cabbages and other cruciferous vegetables that are cancer fighting in two ways.
Yeah. And so you can't get them when you use fresh cabbage? Or?
You can do, but with the fermentation, the medicinal effects and the beneficial metabolites are much increased and much more bioavailable. The cabbage is fermented fresh, so it's at the height of its powers. All the beneficial attributes of our food decays with time away from harvest.
Mm.
So the good thing about fermentation is that it keeps all of that goodness locked in, so for permanent storage.
It's preserving it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And so a well crafted sauerkraut will easily last you until the next growing season.
Yeah, I understand it. Particularly in cold climates, they do it to have food at all because they can't grow any.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's winter months, you know.
It's also with because we've created a toxic soup for ourselves as a species. A lot of the conditions that we're starting to see in plague proportions, autoimmune conditions, high instances of allergies, cancers, autism spectrum disorders. A lot of these are now starting to realise. A result of a twofold thing. One is the toxic environment we've created for ourselves, and the other is the lack of probiotic organisms. And they both...
The chemical farming particularly.
Yeah, and indeed...
Pesticides and all that.
Well, they've now... The latest study on Roundup has discovered that it favours a pathogenic bacteria within our gut. And, Clostridium difficile. And when that gets prominence in the gut, that in turn favours Candida albicans.
And the human body, or the human existence, never faced it before. It's a new thing for the body.
Yeah, so it's not just about fermentation. It's about getting back to eating clean food and realizing that if we put rubbish in our bodies, we're going to feel like rubbish. What is, there's a great ferment from Nepal called Gundruk. They use the radish leaves, and what they do, they wilt them for 2 days and then ferment them for 7 days in water and then dry them in the sun. And that gives something that you could call leaf jerky. And within that, the vitamin K2, vitamin C, and all the other vitamins and minerals in the radish leaf is preserved for the whole year. So that if you put that in an airtight jar, it'll easily last a year, possibly 2 years.
That's
if you've
amazing.
Done it properly. And most people, when they have a garden, the radish tops, they'll put them in the compost or give them to the worm farm. But in fact, a study just done has revealed that while the radish root itself has a very high anti-inflammatory action, the leaves are even higher, and they're about 85% as effective as anti-inflammatory medications, like steroidal anti-inflammatory medications, but without any of the side effects. So
it's got medicinal properties we have totally forgotten about.
Well, the Chinese had a saying, eating pungent radish and drinking hot teas, watch the starved doctors beg on their knees. And they were talking about green tea, which is high in GABA and also promotes the body's production of GABA, which is a nerve relaxant. The modern diet and modern society encourages our body to produce nerve exciters, glutamate. And so in the eating the radish, which has anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer, joint, digestive, all sorts of benefits, and drinking the green tea to encourage the relaxation and the creation of the GABA, the relaxing neurotransmitter, then our bodies are relaxed, and when they're relaxed, they can do what they know best, which is thrive.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I wouldn't have a clue what to ask next, but what's the best thing happened to you today?
Just meeting wonderful people and feeling the good energy here. Watching the commitment of the market organisers, just experiencing human warmth and love, really.
Thank you.
Oh, I've had my share of sweat and of dirt. I've been blooded and mudded, spoiled many a nice shirt. But now I have bidden those hard times goodbye. As a food process worker, I hold my head high. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's up to work I go. For a bold yogurt maker am I. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's up to work I go. For a bold yogurt maker am I. Oh, I was a miner, I toiled in a mine, kept banging my head on the roof all the time. But now I make yogurt, my head don't get sore, with the ceilings being higher, that don't happen no more. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's up to work I go, for a bold yogurt maker am I. Join me, hi-ho, hi-ho, it's up to work I go, for a bold yogurt maker am I. I was a fisherman, I sailed with the tide. The stench of the cod was so fierce that I cried. But now I make yogurt, no stenches I find. Just a faint whiff of blueberries and that I don't mind. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's up to work I go. For a bold yogurt maker am I.
Isn't you're making yogurt?
Martin, I do believe it's part of the fermentation process. You're adding a live culture to a milk product and maintaining its temperature for a number of hours. We use a dehydrator to maintain the temperature while it's processing. And so, yes, it's part of the fermentation process.
Mm. And so... is it also concentrating anything like nutrients or it's preserving the milk obviously in a good way?
Yes, it's probably not so much concentrating the product, but certainly it's in my process, and I guess in most people's process of making yogurt, you create a neutral environment whereby the good bacteria, in this case the Acidophilus and Bifidus, can flourish, and you're getting rid of any pathogenic disease-causing bacteria.
Mm-hmm. And what is the best thing happened to you today? Because that's my last question.
Okay. Just to see all the people enjoying themselves and you know, the liveliness of this market, it's great.
Thank you very much
Thank
for
you.
That.
Thank you, Matt.
You heard Kaput Radio with live recordings from the Fermentation Festival held near Nimbin. The music are samples from YouTube with the titles Fermentation for Galalicious, Miso Soup featuring Jasmine Jewel, I Like Pickles, Bold Yogurt Maker Song, and Cheese Wrap Rat. I hope you had fun with this folksy local production. My name is Martin, and you can catch me again with more Kaput Radio.